Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Play their position.
Woo. Brainstorm on the beat.
Don't do their job.
Savvy Davis, good looking.
Yes, sir.
Who we be to rap, what key be to lock, or the automatic start if the engine was hip-hop. Game will be told, so I teach you how to mob. So if you ain't getting money, you ain't doing your job. Had to hit them hard, I hit them up with a bass. Mr. Fab, it's a track, Mr. Yellow, but from the bass. Mobbing out a day with Versace up on the stage. Call me coach, play position, and run me another play. Ones on the floor, keep the hundreds in my hand. You can fit a couple thousand real snug in a rubber band. Only fear God, never scared of another man. I am not scared of losing or needing another plan. Baby girl like the windows down in the heat up. With my hand on her leg when she rolling the weed up. 8 and 9, 5, they just trying to keep up. 10 toes down, I'm not kicking my feet up.
Pay attention, little bruh. I'll show you how to mob. Don't be scared of nobody, bruh. Only big guys. Keep rules on deck, bruh. Think she got a problem. Mad, mad, trap, trap, rap, rap, rap. If you ain't getting money, you ain't doing your job.
You ain't getting money, you ain't doing your job.
Bro, tell me what you mixing up in the cuts, bro. You say that when you see me, you gon' hit them up. Nah, retaliation leave you needing more than luck, bro. I got that cush bagging, just about to get to swagging. And only the finest models allowed in the bandwagon. I don't know your cousin, you're letting the little steam. You are not affiliated or a member of the team. Keep company that qualifies kings. Don't affiliate with hoes or any drama that they bring. I will fear no man, got a problem, better swing. White shots outline, leave them lying in the ring. I know how to spot a cop's lights in the rear view. Zoning off a quarter purple cut, get a clear view. CDH told me lace them up, so I'm going in. Competition, I just twist them up, blow them in the wind.
Hey, attention, little bruh, I show you how to mob. Don't be scared of nobody, bruh. Only big guys, keep tools on deck, bruh. In case you got a problem.
I'm 50-150, I got my swag on. All these other Facebook gangsters can get they tag on. I'm not hearing none of they chatter, spitball like Dragon. Always keep a toolie, even if you're in the Aston. Kill the game, after that you gotta reload. Pockets getting thin, throw your hustle into beast mode. Sit behind tents with my eyes and my seat slow. Only rhyme and reason is I do it for the casino. Money on time, I despise truancy. Say no to the grind and you find currency. Can't imitate, I define doing me. We originated fluent, go define fluency. City on my back and I'm stomping in some fresh ones. Back to the money, then it's on to the next one. 6 swishes later, baby, I'm still smoking. Bring King and the Prince of City of Oakland.
Yeah, little bruh, I show you how to mob. Don't be scared of nobody, bruh. Only big guys, keep tools on deck, bruh. Case you got a problem. Back, back, trap, trap, rap, rap.
Now, real quick, it's my health, your health Monday. Talking about the hurricane survival checklist. Going now, real quick. Oh!
Yeah.
All right, we up in the building. Shouts out to Miss co-hostess with the most, Miss Heavenly Angel. We love the building, people. We representing this thing. This is your host, Captain Smells So Good, down here in Tampa, Florida. And I do stress the weed. You know what I'm saying? Big out to all my homies out here on the block with me. I got Cat Beezy Films with the latest hood porn videos, you know what I'm saying, coming out soon. Just kidding. I got my nigga V, just come out here, Mr. V. I'm all dead in. We out here chilling. We out here having a hurricane party, you know what I'm saying. We about to get hit by a whole lot of rain. So that's what today's show is all about, you know what I'm saying. All the people that got hit out there in New York. Virginia and all these other places with these old crazy storms and stuff, you know, is you know, it's how they've been affected. You know what I'm saying?
You didn't get washed away, huh?
No, nah, well, I mean, you know, we steady. We got a storm right now. If I can put the webcam on, I'll show you. It's about to come down right now. Yeah, it's about to come.
Yeah,
through.
My niece and son are in Norfolk, Virginia.
Norfolk, yeah.
Yeah, they got hit hard.
Yeah. So we get, you know, of course, Florida get the out of bands of everything. You know what I'm saying? So that's what's coming through now, a little out of bands. Yeah, I know.
Wow.
Shake us up, wash things up a little bit, you know. But I ghost ride the whip. So I'm out here in the storm, you know, waiting for it to come through. You know what I'm saying? Wait for it to come through. Got my...
I'm glad you're safe and sound.
Oh, yeah. You know, this is what I do, though. This is what I do, you know what I'm saying?
How many hurricanes have you been through?
Shit. Well, I ain't gonna call a hurricane. See, here in Tampa, we get the downrated version of a hurricane. We get the tropical storm. So,
I see. Yeah.
Yeah, we don't really get no hurricane. I don't even remember one of the last time Tampa got tore up by a hurricane. You know what I'm saying? We get a lot of torrential rainfall and all that, but we ain't getting blessed like that. You know what I'm saying? Miami, Arroyo, Cuba, and all that, they get tore up. Of course, so they right by the water and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So Tampa is the most, jumping the spot in Florida. You know what I'm saying? But now at the same time.
It reached all the way to New York. It went all the way to New York.
Yeah. So they got here. I was trying to talk to, I'm talking to Sweet D Love. Shout out to Sweet D Love and Sweet D Love and Friends on Facebook. Everybody out on Facebook keeping updates. You know what I'm saying? That's why I was telling people that the best way to keep in touch with your family is through the Facebook right now. For
exactly.
The simple fact that, you know, a lot of communications was down. And it was funny, they said on the radio, people went out and just the whole red box was sold out with DVDs, right? But how about half of New York was without power? So what the hell are you watching the DVDs on? Hear me? Hello? Hello? Hello. No. We've lost this heavenly angel for the moment. Ooh, it's gonna come through. Yes, it is gonna pull down. But only for a moment. Too early in the day. Anytime you start getting early rain that hit you, you know what I'm saying, early in the daytime, like here in Tampa right now, it's 12 o'clock, so, you know, it's afternoon time, pretty early. We might get rain. Yeah, it will rain constantly, though. You get about an hour or 2 hours worth of straight downpour on you, you know what I'm saying? And it'll break, sun come back out and everything, be cool and cope steady. But still then, you got to ride it out. I be riding it out. People, I go ride the whip. Of course, I got to take my signs down and get prepared. But other than that, you know what I'm saying? This is how we do it. Now, today is My Health, Your Health Monday. We talking about your hurricane survival checklist, since a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, around the world have been experiencing this new phenomenon. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, like I say, here in Sunshine, Florida, is no problem. So we experience this shit all the time. You know what I'm saying? That's why we got the Miami Hurricane, that's our football team, you know what I'm saying? Something else, Tampa Tornado, something else. We got something else weather-related, you know what I'm saying? So, you know. But main things you need to have on your checklist, and that's the purpose of the show, just things you need to have on your checklist. If you're indoors, you know what I'm saying, make sure you need it. One thing, be indoors. You don't need to be playing around with no motherfucking hurricanes. That is not a fun time, you know what I'm saying? True enough, I ain't saying that I'd be out here playing in a hurricane. I'm out here working, so I actually have to be out in this shit, doing what I got to do, because this is where I work at. But, you know what I'm saying, on the flip side of that, to learn experience so I can teach y'all how to survive in case you got to be outside, you know what I'm saying? But I'm going to give you inside tips. One thing is really don't overdo yourself, people. I mean, right now, if a hurricane do hit, most likely it's going to last one day. It ain't going to be no 2 days. And your whole shit ain't going to be fucked up for months and months and months. So for most of y'all that ran out there and spent $500 on water, you know what I'm saying? And now you got goddamn 1,000 fucking cases of water. You know, that's what I mean. It's like overkill. Pace yourself. Certain things you don't need to overdo. You know what I'm saying? You get you know, buy 5 or 6 cases of water, you good. You know what I'm saying? You know, that should be enough. If y'all sucking down water like that, then goddamn, stock up on 10. You know what I'm saying? But to go out and get, you know, 30, 40, 50 cases of water, you know, talk about it, oh, then you go and stock up on 15 loaves of bread, you know what I'm saying, which you know the shelf life on ain't even going to last that long, you know what I'm saying, for the purpose of what you're trying to do, you know, because after the storm, you ain't going to eat all that goddamn bread. Then what's going to happen? The bread going to slip in.
Better
you know
have a lot saying? Of jelly. I'm back.
Yeah, there you go. All right, we got Mr. Co-hosts with the Moses back. Yeah, peanut butter and jelly perishable, not really anything that needs to be refrigerated. Peanut butter and jelly, perfect.
Well, peanut butter and honey's better because jelly won't last that long. But if you have some honey,
sure. Oh, after you open it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it starts to ferment. That's right. Yeah, it's like
that's
wine.
Right. So honey, that's even better.
Oh, and I'm not a honey fan, but, you know, hey, if you got to do it, you got to do it. Or, best thing, too, now, I'm not talking about getting jars of jelly. Get the little small servings of jelly. You know what I'm saying? Like they serve it.
Oh, yeah.
You feel
me?
The little personal servings, too. That's another thing. Instead of trying to get jars of stuff that you know once you open it, you can only open it one time and use it once. Get stuff that you know what I'm saying, you can use in single servings. And that includes milk by getting little small milk cartons that they serve at school. You know what I'm saying? Stock up on those instead of getting a whole goddamn carton. Because once you open the carton, you got a room.
Well, I'm sure they have packs out there. Them, you know, like they have in the military.
Yeah, you get the dry milk. You got the powder. You do got powder, man. You got powder everything. Powdered milk, powdered eggs, powdered shit, anything. They can turn from powder into a meal. You know,
right?
And that's been proven. We have done that plenty of times. Let a little bit of rain come down.
So what is the wind? What was the wind gust down there? Do you know how high they got?
I don't know, but I know personally out here it felt like at least 30 or 40 miles an hour, you know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, they'll hit. And ain't talking about constant wind, we just talking about a gust. Now, if people don't understand that, it's the difference between constant wind blowing at you and just gust of wind. That gust can be a 100 mile an hour gust, wind can be blowing 30 miles an hour, then you get hit with a 100 mile an hour gust of wind. You know,
right.
That built up wind that just builds up and then bam, hits you all at one time. And that's what the gust is. So you get hit with that. Oh, yeah, and then your ass is in that world.
I don't think. Did anybody get hurt? I didn't hear if anybody got
didn't
hurt.
Yeah, I didn't. Yeah. Lord bless that. You know what I'm saying? I haven't heard any casualties
that's
or anything. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You know, I'll tell you, my niece, I camped Angels down around her before it all, and it hit North Fork. Their electricity went out, and her came back on, and she was the only one who had it on in her neighborhood at 5 a.m. They still don't have electricity. Yeah.
Well,
but she has hers, so the Angels are at work.
Well, this is what I'm steady pushing. You know, and this is what I also thought about doing myself, you know what I'm saying, getting a little RV or van or something together, loading it up with all the solar power charges and stuff, because at this time, you know, most people are down right now, you know what I'm saying, they don't have no power, you know what I'm saying, so they can't charge cell phones, they can't charge small devices and stuff like that, so I bring my little truck up there, boom, I'm providing power, you know what I'm saying. And that's
now,
the whole people need
now, what
to
if
do.
There's no sun? What if you don't have any sunshine and it's cloudy out?
Well, I mean, the backup to that now, you have to have a backup for a backup. Me personally, my survival technique, because I got batteries in my garage, you know, I got a little converter, you know what I'm saying? If I need to split it and use straight battery power, I can do that. Because that's what I push, you know what I'm saying? Get you a battery, regular car battery, get you a like a 500 to 1,000 watt inverter, which is called a power inverter, which you can hook that directly up to the battery. It has alligator clips, you know, battery clips, hook it right up to your battery, and, you know what I'm saying, plug a light in. Plug the little lamp in, and then put the lamp over top of your solar power charge, and then you can charge the charge back up that way. While you're getting...
Yeah, it's harvest through electricity, a light bulb?
Yeah.
Wow. That's a new one on me.
It charges through any... It'll charge by the street light. At nighttime, I showed my homeboy, it charged by the street light. You know,
wow.
it uses the natural light to recharge. Now, of course, it's going to take longer by the street light than it would by direct sunlight. You know what I'm saying? But
Where's your infomercial on your solar panel? Battery.
Oh, yeah, I got it. I got it popping, you know what I'm saying, smelly electronics. You know what I'm saying? But I got to do my commercial and everything. You know, I got it coming, one of the cheesy little commercials, you know. Hey, have you gone green? You know, do old cheese commercial. Yeah.
Work it out. Give it to me, babe.
Yeah, gotta do it. But that's, you know, our main thing. A lot of people, you know what I'm saying, they just overdo it. You know what I'm saying? They spend too much on this and then find themselves lacking on this. Or you know, spending yourself on unneeded items such as DVDs when all your power's out. You know, but now, at the same time, if you did have the power, the battery, with the power inverter, you could plug a DVD player up and a small TV, well, TV, period, and you can have power run your TV and your DVD player off of that. Bam. Now, I would understand if you were doing that.
How long does it last?
Normally, something like that, probably about 8 hours. You get about 8 hours.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, to run a TV, because I had a 1,500-watt inverter back in the days. When I first started doing my thing, which is what I'm trying to get my mind back to, because that's what the real basis of what I should have been doing instead of reverting back over and start using gas, oil, and all the crap that actually hurts the environment. You know, I've been doing this 8 years ago. I was doing this. You know, I used to have a 1,500-watt inverter. I had two marine batteries. Well, I used a marine battery to hook it up, and then I was running a full stereo with my mixer, mic, and all that off of it, and I got like 5 hours out of it off of one battery.
Oh,
that's why I kept
that's
two batteries.
A lot. Wow.
Yeah, that's why I kept two batteries. So then at nighttime, I can plug a light up. I had a light, my music, light, everything running. You know, so it's like the bigger you go, you can get 2,500 watts, that's a lot of power. You got to do the breakdown on each item that you use, and when you start using small devices, you find that they only like 0.2 watts, 5 watts, 6 watts, you know what I'm saying? So you got to add all of that stuff up together, and then that's how you'll get, you know, how much power the inverter can hold. So if it's 2,500 watts, that's 2,500 little small devices that you can plug up, you know what I'm saying? Or if your refrigerator is what, like 500 watts, take up about 500 watts, so you can put a refrigerator on it and then run the refrigerator probably about a good 2 hours. You get like 2 hours. But the key to that is, You can have an inverter dedicated to your refrigerator, and your refrigerator don't need to be on constantly. So all you need to do is plug it in to refrigerate your stuff, keep it cool, and then unplug it. You know what I'm saying? Every 2 hours, 3 hours, or whatever, plug it back up. And that way you can conserve the power. You know, you can stretch out the power.
Yeah, stretch out the power.
Do 30-minute charges on it, 30 minutes, you know, at a time, to just keep the cool inside of it, and so the motor won't get hot, you know, warm, so it takes too long to, you know, crank it back up. And then that's how you run it, too, instead of trying to just leave it constantly and being lazy and just leave it plugged up the whole time, and then you won't, you know what I'm saying, get the amount of power that you need. So need to make sure you have that.
Start from the beginning on your product that you're selling now, your solar panel battery charger. What is it called?
Okay, yeah. The solar power charges. I got to put my own name to them. You know, of course, they're going to be smelly charges or something like that, you know.
Right.
Yeah, no. Anything I sell is smelly, you know what I'm saying?
Well, smelly good, baby, smelly good.
It's smelly, you know.
As long as it's
missing
the money, it's all good.
Yeah. Smelly electronics, you know what I'm saying, specializing in all your go-green needs. We got solar-powered chargers. The solar-powered chargers are handheld pocket chargers that hold up to 15 milliamps per hour worth of power, which is enough power to power little PSP devices, iPods, MP3 players, MP4-5s, if you got those. Any iPad, you can put an iPad on it, your Kindle, little reading books, and, you know, and any cell phone, you know what I'm saying, including your Androids.
Right.
So, and it works with any phone, you know what I'm saying, they have adapters for any phone to make it compatible. So, and you can charge it up anyway, put it on your dashboard. Like I say, have it inside at nighttime. If hell, a nightlight is probably, it ain't going to really do that, but it'll keep it some kind of charge on it. But, you know, at nighttime, if you don't want to plug it in, see, and it also comes with a wall charger. So you plug it into the wall and charge it up, too. So if you don't want to use it, yeah, you can charge it. It takes about 4 hours to charge up. If you plug it into the wall, it'll take about 4 hours to fully charge, you know what I'm saying, and then you're good to go for the day. And then what you do is while you out and about, you know what I'm saying, in the sun, just let the sun hit on it, and there you go. You're good to go. Go green, people. Go green.
All right,
go green.
You know?
You gotta go green. So, but, yeah, well, how's the weather down there? You guys get hit with any rain?
You gonna give the price on that?
Well, it's kind of varies. It's $40, but that kind of varies because of the shipping. You know what I'm saying? Depending on where you're at.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So there's no free shipping.
So it's free shipping in the U.S. Yeah, anywhere in the U.S., but
there
anywhere
you
else, you know, we have to
eat. $40.
Yeah, I'm shipping free
shipping in the U.S. of A. Okay.
And see, my thing is, I have the infomercial up by Christmas time, but I'm pushing for parents to buy these, so, you know what I'm saying, so you won't have to buy in all the goddamn batteries, no fucking C batteries, D batteries, A, E, F batteries, and all that kind of crap. You ain't got to worry about buying no batteries no more. That takes all of that out, you know what I'm saying, and then you ain't got to worry about, you know, your child ever having his cell phone go dead, you know what I'm saying, because they don't have it in their pocket. I got small enough where they keychains. You know what I'm saying? I even got a small keychain solar charger, so you can put them in your pocket, or they're small enough for kids.
So
you know
how
what I'm saying?
Is it? You don't need batteries anymore. You have to buy rechargeable batteries first?
You don't need no batteries. What you going to need batteries for?
Oh, that's the battery right there. Just
everything runs by USB. All gaming devices now damn near powered by USB, or it has the adapter so you can plug in the little power. You buy your
right.
little, if it does come with it, you can buy your little power adapter that comes with your phone, whatever, and boom, you're good to go.
Got it.
You're good to go. So, a million one ways. Go green.
So, on Facebook, I put on my wall yesterday, I said, the cash is better, baby.
Yeah, you say what now?
I said, change is good. You know, you know how they say change is good?
Oh, yeah, but cash is better.
But I say cash is better.
Mm-hmm.
You get it?
I let it know. I let it know. Uh-oh, rain about to come in, people. The rain is about to come in.
The rain won't hurt you.
No, it'll be all right. I know how to hunker down.
A lot of rain will hurt you, though. A lot will hurt you.
Yeah.
Everybody's safe there, and no one. I didn't hear of any injuries, and that's a good thing.
What's that?
There was no injury that I've heard of. How's your mother doing?
Oh, she's chilling. She's on vacation. She actually on vacation. Shout out to mom. On vacation. Yeah, I know my reception for the cut out a little bit. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, do me a favor. Run that John New for me real quick so we can get some music up in here. And that's what y'all definitely need, too, man. Y'all need to have some motherfucking music. God damn it.
Here we go.
I don't give a damn if it's a wind-up radio or whatever. You need to have some music because music is the key to solving all your boredom.
Here we go.
We go. You know what I'm saying? Just mainly giving y'all some entertainment, you know what I'm saying, while y'all indoors might be, you know what I'm saying, listening to this on your iPads or iPods or whatever the hell. That's picking this shit up, iPhone, all that shit. Like Goofy Bone, he be on the iPhone. Shout out to DJ Party Time and everybody out there tuning in. You know what I'm saying? Doing a real big. We out here live on 34 from Chelsea Street in the hood. Make sure you check out my Facebook, facebook.com. / DJ Smell So Good. People say they have a hard time finding me because it's DJ with a DJ. It's not Smell So Good. It's DJ Smell So Good. So SmellSoGood. Smell So Good, and you can find me. Add me as a friend, and because Facebook friends, you know what I'm saying, we'll get a discount on the charges if you order through the Facebook. Yeah, I'm doing it big like that.
Oh. So we got 15
minutes. I got a tree damn ant. I ain't done the tree ants, man. Man, fuck a tree ant.
So DJ is spelled with D-E-E-J-A-Y.
Nope.
DJ.
It's just DJ. No, it's just DJ.
Yeah, but
just
you
DJ.
Spell it out. It's spelled
no.
out. Yeah, it is.
No, it's just DJ. Yeah, when you go to the page,
yeah.
it's spelled out. But to actually
right.
find it, the actual Facebook page of it is just DJ Smells So Good.
Well, I tried that. It didn't work. It might work now.
Oh.
That's why they can't find you, because it's actual, they spell it out. In order to find you, it's
yeah,
D-
they spell it as
a
D-E-E-J-A-Y. Yeah, it's just DJ. Just DJ. Ghetto by DJ. D-N-J. Letter D.
Yeah.
Letter J. Smells So Good. All one. All together.
Right.
No spaces and all that.
Yeah, I know, but I'm trying to tell you that when I do that, it doesn't come up.
I don't
you can't
know.
Just put the D and the J. You have to spell it out.
Oh. Well, fuck it. Look up Heavenly Angel, goddammit, and you can find me through the friend there, goddammit. Fuck it. You know, shit.
No, just spell it out. D-E-E-J-A-Y. Smells so
yeah,
good.
Yeah, but like when you go on there trying to do a search and all that, man, I'll be trying to search myself. Shit don't come up, man. It come up.
That's why it don't come up, because you have to spell it out. I tried to do it many times with just the D and the J. Smells so good, all one word. You have to spell it out like they have it. D-E-E-J-A-Y. Smells good, all one word. Otherwise, they're not going to find you.
Okay. Huh?
What's
that?
Can I find you here?
Oh, the notification?
No, the confirmation to let me go on the phone.
Oh, I don't know. You might have to go online. I tried to set my homework cat busy with a show, but for some reason, the confirmation to, you know, confirm email to set the show up ain't coming through.
Oh,
the
block talk? Surprise,
yeah.
Surprise. That's no surprise.
No. Yeah, I'm hesitant about, you know, hooking people up with shows on Blog Talk, because, you know, once I go ahead and get the site up, you know what I'm saying, you see I got everything up and running, and I go ahead and throw the little play on there, everybody, you know what I'm saying? Get me doing their own thing. So,
yeah.
You know. And like I was telling Jackal,
Blog
you know what
Talk
I'm saying?
Will jack you. Blog Talk will jack your ass.
Yeah, so I mean, we're going to get on our own clarity and all that shit. I know it's out there. I've already experienced it, you know what I'm saying? I just need to put it back into motion. I got all the Sam's broadcasting, all that equipment and stuff to reset it back up. Just going to do it myself, you know what I'm saying? I like WordPress, you know what I'm saying? But WordPress is a little more technical, too technical for me and the purpose of what I'm trying to do, you know what I'm saying? And in order for me to get a lot of people signed up, like I'm trying to do, you know, WordPress for me is not user-friendly like that. I mean, unless you know WordPress. You know what I'm saying? For the average person that's just getting onto a computer, they click on that sign up, that's all they do. They don't know anything else when you go on to WordPress, because it took me, you know what I'm saying, a minute, at least about a week or two to really figure out what was going on and how to put pages up and all that. And I still don't know how to do all the subcategories and, you know what I'm saying, all the plugins and all that kind of stuff. Therefore, on the webs.com, it puts all that in place for you. You know what I'm saying? It simplifies everything. So every user that comes in, that's how you get to it, Blog Talk Radio. You know, it simplifies it. So even a user, as soon as they register, I mean, within 2 minutes, they already had a page up. They had their own little web page up. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
And everything. And they act. So that's what I like
wow.
web. And, you know, so once I get the, I got the live show link up there, but once I embed the show in the chat room, then boom, you know what I'm saying? That's it. You know what I'm saying? That's going to be the main thing. You know, that everybody going to be able to see. And then once you click on each individual member, then you can see their own individual page that they created. You know what I'm saying? And it only takes you about 2 minutes, 2-3 minutes, and you'll have a page up.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, in order to get you up on Facebook, you have to spell it out, because I'm trying it right now. You cannot
you
get...
You got to type the info in.
Can't get DJ Smell So Good with just a D and a J. You have to spell it out.
Hmm.
D-E-J-A-Y, smells so good.
Well, if not, just hit me up on email, wdgeradio@gmail.com, and then I'll find you. I'll find you. Put it that way. Send me your Facebook info, and I'll friend you, and we can go about that way, too. Bam. There you go.
Done. Now, how are folks going to order your product?
There you go. Well, right now, you can order through the email. You can send me an email request, wdgeradio@gmail.com, or you can go leave me a Facebook message, you know what I'm saying? Or if you're here in Florida, you know what I'm saying, 813-495-9528, you can call me, you know what I'm saying, direct. That's my cell phone number. Call me direct. And, you know what I'm saying, any other way, just hit me up with your information. I'm PayPal. I do got PayPal. So I got a PayPal set up. That's the way you can do your payments, by PayPal. It's real
quick. The only way to go.
And, yeah, it's the only really way to go is PayPal.
No prank phone calls, please. No pranks.
I ain't worried about the prank phone calls. You will be part of the show. You know what I'm saying?
I sure might call you again.
The show. It's all good with me. I welcome trolls or whatever y'all call them. Do what you guys do.
Yeah.
We'll be live.
As long as you buy one of the products.
You should be signed in.
I forgot what
the
sign-in name was.
Oh, well, goddamn. I mean, shit.
I thought it forgot what.
Hello to everybody there.
Yeah, B is out here and chilling in the rain, party.
Yeah, you can hear the rain coming in.
Oh, yeah. You hear it in the background. You hear that good thunder, you know what I mean?
Ow!
Lightning capital of the world, people. In the lightning capital of the world. And I mean the world.
That's
but,
for sure.
You know, but for us to be in the lightning capital of the world, the many deaths as we have by lightning is very rare. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but they say a lot of people do die from it down there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. A lot of people do get their, you know what I'm saying, hit. Doing crazy shit. Walking in the storms, playing golf in the storm. Putting metal objects up in the storm, you know what I'm saying? Even though I sit underneath a goddamn metal tent in the storm underneath a tree, you know what I'm saying?
Oh!
But I ride with the Lord, you know what I'm saying? I rise with the Lord. I'm all right. I'm under his creation.
And he can take you out at any time.
I know it. I believe it's Cat Beezer. I believe it's Cat Beezer. I ain't got a little notepad where I wrote all the information down. Matter of fact, I thought I gave it to you, didn't I? On a little slip of piece of paper, I gave you all your information. Well, that's all you need. That's all your information. But, yeah,
well,
so
summer's winding down.
Time winding down. Oh, yeah. Congratulations to all the kids because school has already started here. School started Monday.
So
little turds are back in school. You know what I'm saying? Parents have a little bit more free time, but please, parents, you know what I'm saying? Make sure you look over your kids' homework, man. Get active with your kids during the school year. You know what I'm saying? You know, we living in, I'm moving fast, and what I'm finding is they're about to stop educating kids in school and everything trying to be online. So they're already doing that down here in Florida. A lot of schools are online schools. They didn't even have a summer school this year because you had to do the summer school online. So that's the new thing that they're trying to implement and really take kids out of the classroom. But, you know what I'm saying, at the same time, if you take them out of the classroom, then how the hell is the parent, you know what I'm saying, is a single parent going to be able to survive at the house if the kid got to be at home, you know what I'm saying, in order to receive his education over the computer. Still going to have computers.
That's crazy.
You know, yeah. Still going to have that. Kids got to do that. But now kids have to do their homework over the internet, so you got to go to the library or friend out, do their homework and stuff like that. So this is the changes of the times. You know what I'm saying? And this is the power of the radio network to put the world in touch with what's really going on. You know what I'm saying? And things are... That's
What I want to know is, did you feel that earthquake that 22 states felt? Oh.
Nah, we didn't feel. Believe you me, if Florida feels any kind of quake or anything, I don't get that. Somebody stop. Florida's going to be fucked up.
You're breaking up.
We can't, if we get hit by any tremors or anything, Florida would be fucked up.
So did you say, I know, but you didn't feel it?
No, I didn't feel it.
You're breaking up.
Huh?
Yeah, you're not coming through now. You sound like garble.
We're going down, Captain. We're going down.
We can hear you now. The captain left. Go down with the ship. I'm jumping aboard, baby.
Going down. But hey, people, just be safe out there in the weather. You know what I'm saying? Get in touch with your family. Check on your friends. You know, make sure everybody all right. You know what I'm saying? Pray every hour on the house. You know what I'm saying? And you'll be all right. Lord, get you through it. You know what I'm saying? I'm praying for you. Prayers are with you. Coming live from Reggae the Game Radio, Starship Smelly Fries. And we're doing it real big, man. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate everybody listening in, tuning in. Shout out to PSN Radio Network. You know what I'm saying? PSNRadio.com. Go over there and check them out. That is now the new People's.
The Jack.
What the hell is it? What is it? People's Something Network?
What are you talking about?
It's not Paranormal Soup Network no more. What is it now? People's.
Oh, I didn't know he changed.
Yeah, when you go to the front page. No, look, go to the front page, to the home page. It says People's Search Network or something like that.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. I was told off myself.
That one.
Yeah, I was told off myself, but that's the new change. All right, so we out of here.
I say it is a variety, the radio shows there.
Yeah. So whenever I get my damn computer back, that's when I'm, crank up the Tuesday and Thursday shows over there. You know what I'm saying? Because I have my shit should be running right. I don't know what the hell to do. Dodging me and shit.
What? You got 2 minutes.
All right. Well, anyway, shout out to Mr. John. New all my artists out there. You know what I'm saying? Doing it real big. And make sure y'all tune in. Each and every day you find us here live right on the Blog Talk Radio Network. /WDGE Radio. You can call us at 347-237-5125 if you ever want to be live on the radio doing the real big. Send shouts out to your people. Check on loved ones. You can use this number as a hub too, people. Remember, you can use this number as a hub. Give it to your friends. Y'all call in. Y'all can talk to each other live, you know what I'm saying, through a central number. You know what I'm saying? I mean, all your family, friends. I will do that if people do that. You know what I'm saying? To check on your loved ones and stuff that's in the storms and stuff. So you do have an open number, 347-237-5125, to do that. Forward that out to all your friends. Use that as an open network line. We live on the show. You know what I'm saying? You can't get in where you fit in. But remember, the show is all recorded.
You know, if your cell phone's not working, that you can still text? You can still text on it, receive text or text away?
Oh, yeah, even if you don't get reception?
Right. Well, no, you should be able to, you should have reception, but if you can't get, it's two different lines. So, yeah, you can still text. The text should still be able to go through. That's what my niece told me. I was able to get the caller because the lines were messed up, but I was able to get through with the text. We got 15 seconds left. Everybody, much love. Glad you're safe. You
going to
be here tomorrow?
I should be here tomorrow.
All right, we out.
Setting it up. Peace out, people. Be safe. Stay dry. That's real. Much love.
Much love.